Hey everyone, thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So it's time for another episode, another round of just totally random bits and bytes, random musings, random facts related to humor in the workplace, humor at work, workplace culture, all the stuff we talk about here at Humor at Work. So first, random little bit. An Australian study called Humor Helps the Boss's Bottom Line found that in a survey of 2,500 employees, 84% said a fun working environment would make them more productive, 93% said humor at work helps lower stress, while 55%, listen to this, said they would take less pay in order to be able to have more fun at work. But why would you choose? Hey, I think you should get more pay and have more fun. Why can't we have both? Second random thought. Google has an internet site called Google Ideas, where employees can pitch ideas or submit suggestions for product improvements. Other employees weigh in with their opinion on suggested products with a rating system, which ranges from 0, meaning dangerous or harmful, to 5, great idea, as Captain Picard would say, make it so. Third little random bit, a study in the International Journal of Humor Research, fascinating nighttime reading, found that both men and women prefer sarcastic humor when the target is men. I feel very picked on all of a sudden. Next random bite, a study co-authored by Martin Seligman, the author of Learned Optimism, found that humor was the character strength most strongly correlated to life satisfaction. In the 18th century, humor was considered a cardinal virtue as long as, here's the kicker, as long as you only poked fun at the pompous, the fake, or the conceited. Not bad guidelines for the use of humor in today's crazy workplace. Next bit, in a study on workplace communication and influence, the employees or leaders who are deemed to be most influential are those that have good verbal skills combined with excellent listening skills. People with poor listening skills were seen as far less influential, regardless of how good a speaker they were. Inspiring service. Here's a thought on inspiring service. You may have customers that are loyal in their behavior, but not loyal in their attitude. Do you know the difference and why it matters? Inspiring cultures don't just happen. Southwest Airlines has an elected culture committee of 96 employees. No wonder they are known for having such a great, inspiring, rocking culture. And the last little tidbit is this on inspiring leadership. Patagonia, they're such a leader in so many ways. One of the very cool things they do is they levy a self-imposed earth tax of 1% on sales, 10% on profits as a way of giving back to the global environment and the community and to minimize the impact of their operations because environmental sustainability is one of their overriding values. Very cool, Patagonia. And now my fun at work tip. One of my clients has a giant whiteboard, I love this idea, hanging in their main office with two lists. Things we can control on one side, things we can't control on the other side. Now the list includes some funny items like, you know, Dave's choice in ties, can't control that. But mostly it's there to remind everyone what people need to focus on and what people need to stop worrying about and learn to just laugh at, like Dave's tie collection. Now, they've encouraged employees to also do this at an individual level as a simple way to lower stress levels and improve everyone's focus on what really matters. And the quote of the week from Amy Poehler, nobody looks stupid when they are having fun. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, I think this is what it means to live by your values. A Michigan judge held himself in contempt in his own courtroom and ordered himself to pay a $25 fine after his smartphone disrupted a hearing. Reminds me of a Wisconsin sheriff I wrote about several years ago who did a similar thing. He got back to the office and wrote himself an illegal lane change ticket. Now that is living by your values. I want to remind everyone that we have early bird discount sales of the Humor Advantage on right now. If you go to thehumoradvantage.com, you can buy this amazing book that is coming out in March 2015 at a 25% off rate if you put in your pre-release order now. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.